أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا يحزنك الذين يسارعون في الكفر إنهم لن يضروا الله شيئا يريد الله ألا يجعل لهم حظا في الآخرة ولهم عذاب عظيم. إن الذين اشتروا الكفر بالإيمان لن يضروا الله شيئا ولهم عذاب أليم. ولا يحسبن الذين كفروا أنما نملي لهم خير لأنفسهم إنما نملي لهم ليزدادوا إثما ولهم عذاب مهين. صدق الله العظيم. إن شاء الله we discuss verses number 176, 177 and 178 of Surah Al-Imran. After concluding the verses of the Battle of Uhud, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addressed our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ الَّذِينَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْكُفْرِ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who hasten in kufr should not grieve you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala refers to all forms of kufr, whether it is the munafiqeen. The munafiqeen are those people who testified on their tongues that they had brought iman, but there is kufr in their hearts. So they are also those that hasten towards kufr. Whether it is the disbelievers, the kafirs themselves, they had also brought kufr in their hearts, and they had also hastened towards kufr. And all of them, despite the fact that on the one hand, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had announced iman, he made the announcement of tawheed, they had shunned the announcement of tawheed and they moved towards kufr. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was that personality that had this concern of the iman of each and every individual. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in this address the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being addressed, that this hastening towards kufr should never ever create any kind of grief in the hearts of the believers, because when they hasten towards kufr, obviously, within it, there will also be some kind of difficulty that they will try to impose upon the believers. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُمْ لَيَّضُرُّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. Certainly, they would not be able to harm Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the slightest bit. Whatever harm they try to cause to the deen of Allah ta'ala, whatever harm they try to cause to the friends of Allah Ta'ala, whatever harm they try to cause to the believers, that harm will be a very temporary harm, but the eventual harm will be to themselves, in this world also, and also in the hereafter. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَلَّا يَجْعَلَ لَهُمْ حَظًّا فِي الْآخِرَةِ. The desire of Allah Ta'ala is, Allah Ta'ala desires that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will not keep for them, Allah Ta'ala will not apportion for them a portion in the hereafter. In this world, probably they may gain a piece of land, they may gain some kind of political dominance, some kind of military might, there may be some kind of financial gain that they will have, but insofar as akhirat is concerned, they will not have any portion of the akhirat. So when we see all of this, it should not bring any kind of grief into our hearts. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And for them will be a great punishment. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further speaks about the inner condition. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُوا الْكُفْرَ بِالْإِيمَانِ لَيَّضُرُّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. Certainly, those who purchase kufr at the price of iman. This more especially would be for the munafiqeen and those disbelievers who were at the doorstep of iman. that they had iman right in their hands, but they sold that iman. It was there, but what they did was, they utilized that iman, they sold that iman, and they purchased kufr. لَيْ يَدُرُّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. They will not be able to harm Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the slightest bit. Here more especially the munafiqeen, that they sat in the majlis of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They sat in his gathering, they heard the Quran Sharif, they heard the noble words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quraysh of Makkah, for example, they heard these noble words of Allah Ta'ala, they understood it, but they did not accept it. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And for them will be a painful punishment. وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Very often we see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grants respite. Allah Ta'ala grants a chance to even the disbelievers. And Allah Ta'ala addresses them, themselves. Allah Ta'ala says, and those who have disbelieved should not think that certainly respite has been given to them is good for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants respite. Allah ta'ala grants a chance to each and every individual. Innama numli lahum liyazdadu ithma. Allah ta'ala grants the respite. Allah ta'ala grants the chance so that they will increase in their sins. Often we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants disbelievers like we see today. Allah ta'ala will grant them dominance in this world. Allah Ta'ala grants them political dominance. Allah Ta'ala will grant them every form of dominance, material wealth. Allah Ta'ala grants them dominance insofar as land is concerned. Allah Ta'ala will grant them opulence, luxury. It seems that everything is on their side. But, and what happens is the sins continue to increase, the zulm continue to increase. And sometimes it seems that there is no end to all of this. But Allah Ta'ala grants them this respite. Probably they would change their minds. They would turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would make tawbah. But what happens is they continue sinning. They would continue disobeying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. And for them is a disgraceful punishment. And that disgraceful punishment obviously will be in the hereafter. So all of this we see for us is a very great lesson. First, in the first verse, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And Allah Ta'ala speaks about the hereafter. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the hereafter. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the hereafter. So for us, it is all about preparations for the hereafter. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will adjudicate the matters tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. And for us is the preparation of the hereafter, standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what matters to Allah Rabbul Izzat. We should not be overwhelmed with the situations. We should not be overly concerned with all of this. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full control over all the matters of this dunya, whether it is the political issues of this world, whether it is the military matters of this world, all of it is in the hands of Allah. And of course, Allah Ta'ala has dominance over all of this. So Allah Ta'ala addresses our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For us, we need to turn towards Allah and we need to be sincere in turning towards Allah. And of course, we become practicing believers and we continue our mission of inviting towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and remembering that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the one mission of inviting towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and we continue inviting towards Allah ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.